McDonald's spends $1.5 billion every year internationally on the advertising and promotions, and they force their ideas down people's throats into their living rooms, billboards on the streets, and people basically, you know, are forced to be aware of this idiotic propaganda of a company selling mediocre products, but enticing, especially children, into their stores and dragging their parents behind them. So people are looking for alternative information and views about McDonald's, but not just about McDonald's, about the issues behind it. Is the food good for you? You know, are the workers happy in these kind of jobs? What are the real effects of cattle ranching on the environment? So the public really are crying out for information to counter this continual wave of propaganda coming from the corporation. And that's the main reason why the campaign was such a huge success from the beginning. And it just grew and grew throughout the 1980s and since. And the general pattern of the campaign has been to stand outside McDonald's stores, giving out information to passers-by and to potential customers. So it's been a very direct educational campaign to damage the inflated image which McDonald's has manufactured. And the McDonald's does symbolize a whole system of mass production and mass marketing. It's been a very successful campaign. McDonald's have tried to suppress it. That has only angered people more. And now the trial has brought the issues together an even sharper focus. And that's been really a catalyst for a tenfold increase in interest in alternative information and views about the McDonald's Corporation.